This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. President Trump's impeachment trial in the Senate went late into Tuesday night, with the majority Republican members rejecting four attempts by Democrats to subpoena documents related to the charges against the president. House impeachment managers and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer repeatedly called for subpoenas of Trump administration departments and figures. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
The tallies for Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer's multiple demands were the same.
The yeas are 53 and the nays are 47. The yeas are 53, the nays are 47. The motion is tabled.
Hours after Schumer and the House managers began their action, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell asked of the minority leader
whether he might be willing to enter into a consent agreement to stack these votes.
Schumer's response:
we will not back off on getting votes on all of these amendments, which we regard as extremely significant.
I'm Tim McGuire.
President Trump is in Davos World Economic Forum in Switzerland, and so is team climate advocate Greta Thunberg. The AP's Ed Donahue reports both spoke about climate change.
The president didn't mention Thunberg by name. He talked about embracing the possibilities of tomorrow.
We must reject the perennial prophets of doom and their predictions of the apocalypse.
Thunberg, in turn, did not mention the president by name when she said climate change critics consider the topic too depressing.
Unlike you, my generation will not give up without a fight.
Thunberg and President Trump have been sparring for months. Last month, the president told her in a tweet to chill and to work on her anger management problem. She jokingly responded, "She is currently chilling." I'm Ed Donahue.
And for more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.